Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, and welcome to this week's Therapy Crouch with me, Abby Clancy.
And me, Peter Crouch.
I'm sensing a bit of a thing.
What, a vibe?
A vibe. I feel like I'm in trouble.
No, I'd had a bit of a dream last night that I didn't. The long and short of it is you were murdering people and I was covering up for you. And it became so much that I had to call the police.
You ratted me out.
Good ass.
You,
but you can't kill people. I cover for a lot of things, but you were murdering people, and
but they did they deserve it?
No,
babe. I couldn't even kill an ant. Never mind a human.
So realistic, though. It was scary.
So is that why you're being like quite sheepish today?
Well, that and we drank quite a lot last night, and I feel a bit tired. Do you?
No, because I had a full English. I feel super.
Feel better now.
Yeah, don't you?
Yeah, slightly better.
you're looking at me like you're scared, and it's freaking me out.
Well, you were scary last night.
Who was she killing, Pete? Anyone in particular?
No, just like random people. It was just random attacks. I mean, it was a proper serial killer. You know, like it wasn't just, you know, accident. It was you were going out finding people and killing them. It was an absolute nightmare, literally.
But Pete, it's 12 o'clock, and I know,
but I've struggled with it.
You haven't mentioned it to me, but you've just been really off with me and had this scared look on your face.
Oh, I was worried. It's, do you know those dreams that are realistic? You've done it before where I wake up and you won't even look at me.
Well, like when I've had dreams where you're like cheating on me and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and it's like,
oh, like it's not real.
Yeah.
Well, but mine felt really real last night and I'm over it now.
I'm actually really overwhelmed with the support we've had. You know, we've done this as just a bit of fun, even though I'm now labelled as freak in the sheets. I'll go with that, when the reality is I'm normally buttoned up to the neck with my fleece flannelette pyjamas on and my fleece dressing gown over it. Peter is literally like Fort Knox trying to get in.
Oh, it's a joke. Honestly, like you'll see shoots, you know, she'll go on like these amazing Victoria's Secrets she's working with at the moment. I'll see the shoots, I'll be like, oh, incredible. She'll come home straight away, like that's all off, the makeup comes off and the fleece dressing gown goes on and, you know.
So you're saying, I get the clothes, but the makeup, that's just one step too far.
Why?
Are you saying I'm like,
no, you just kick off, you just like slippers on and dressing gown, like that would be amazing if she came home and like, I'm you still had it on or something. You've never done that. Ever.
I know, because when I'm in my house, I want to relax. Yeah. And I love my fleece dressing gown is like my safety blanket. Like even if I'm fully clothed, I'm going to burn this
fleece dressing gown. And the worst thing is you went to Victoria's Secrets and like you came back with the fleece dressing gown being Victoria's Secrets.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
I couldn't believe it. I think when I did the shoot, and you know, I took some of the items that I wore in the shoot and I was like, oh my God, they've got a fleece dressing gown. Pete was absolutely horrified. The support we've had so far has just been overwhelming, isn't it, Pete? Hasn't it?
Yeah, I just wasn't expecting this kind of reaction. You know, it's been amazing. Like, it's the amount of people, like friends, family, people that we don't know, people emailing in on social media. Like, it's got it's got a lot of people talking and a lot of people interested. And I thank everyone for listening, because it's a bit of a passion project for us, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's had a lot of love. And for us, you know, being ourselves, being vulnerable, being open, to get such a good response has been amazing. And it's so nice. And not only, forget all like the funny stuff, we've had some really amazing stories of people really opening up to us with difficult times and problems that they've had. And when I've responded, they've been like, God, I feel so much better for getting that off my chest. And I feel quite honoured that they've trusted us with these stories, and keep them coming. You know, you can go to our website, follow us on all our socials, and we're even TikTok sensations now. I text Sophia, my daughter, saying we've gone viral on TikTok, TikTok. And she just sent me back a rolling eye emoji and was like, Mum, what are you talking about? That's not even how you spell TikTok. I thought I was really cool. I'm viral. You know,
I'm viral.
Down with the kids.
I keep hearing that from Ab now. She goes, we're viral. What does that mean? She's going, Pete, we're viral.
I actually don't know what viral means, but I know it's a good thing. It is a good thing.
Not always.
Yeah.
There's a few infections out there.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's funny how, you know, people are actually watching it on our YouTube.
It's good. You know, let's help continue this to grow. You know, it's therapycrouch.com is the website, all the socials, and subscribe, because the bigger this gets, the more fun we can have. Right, Abby, I think we should just get straight into the weekly wine club. I've got a nice bottle of wine here from Lisbon when we were in Portugal this summer. And I'm going to just fire straight in. The cushion situation's getting out of control on this couch, on the therapy crouch. What is going on? Like, I know we've discussed the cushions before. And also there's a second wine, and that is your punctuality for this podcast.
What?
Your lateness. I've been sitting here for 45 minutes now.
Pete, I've been dealing with the builders. He had to put that wire in the wall.
You can't say a time to do the podcast and then not come in for
45 minutes. Well, we were supposed to start at 10 and 10:05, you were all eating the full English breakfast that I made you all, so you weren't complaining then. So when I had a couple of little things to do before we sat down, that it's like, surely you can wait for me, just chat to the boys, have a little boy laugh.
Yeah, we did do that, but you just stroll in whenever you like, and it's becoming a problem.
No, I think lateness is so bad mannered.
That's a load of bollocks. You are late a lot.
In life, like my mum.
Yeah, I think
worst.
You think that. I think you think that, but you are consistently late.
I'm never late, Pete. I am always early. Always. Like, maybe I kept you waiting today, but I don't usually do that.
Well, it's just something to bear in mind. You know what I mean? Just keep it in mind. Cheers.
Can you get mine? Your long arms.
Cheers, though.
Small, that is.
Yeah, because you said you were hungover and you didn't want any.
I've actually liked you this week.
Seriously? Really? So you haven't got anything to whine about?
Nothing major. I've got a small one. But this, I think we've had a really good week. Together, yeah. There's been a lot of cuddling, a lot of nice messages back and forth to each other.
I've been off work quite a bit and we're spending a lot more time together, aren't we? And I think, are you enjoying that or am I annoying you?
I'm enjoying it. Yeah. I love it. I can't bear it when you're not with me. We've been going on walks with the dog at night.
Yeah, it's been nice.
I haven't got a whine about you, but I have got a whine. So, you know how much I love a rich tea.
Yeah, in the evening with a cup of tea.
And a rich tea finger in particular.
That shouldn't be funny, but...
They taste so much different. So, totally different than a round one. But they're so pale now. Like, they used to be like quite mid goldeny brown, and they're white.
Well, they've paled them.
Why? That's not a word.
Well, no, but you know, it worked.
So they taste too sugary now because they're pale. It needs to like be a bit more, not burnt, not the word, but.
Oh my God.
I couldn't believe it last night when I.
I remember you said it was a really pale, rich tea biscuit. I didn't really know what you meant. They're just whiter than they were. They were orangey a bit.
They were a bit more golden and now they're literally white. They look like the same colour as a rusk. Do you remember rusk?
Yeah, God. That's controversial.
And it makes, they just don't taste the same now. So that's my wine, whoever makes the rich tea fingers.
Jamie Lang.
Leave them in the oven for five more minutes.
Oh, this is sure enough, another wine off our chest. Mm-hmm. It's gone.
We are one, but we're not the same. We got to. Do you know that song? Yeah. It's my favorite song. Oh, good old Bonnet. That's my wine.
What are we doing?
That's my actual wine.
What's your wine?
Our wedding. You didn't get me the video from Bono.
This is ridiculous, this.
I just don't you know, think we, it is.
Absolute, she said to me, I want Bono at our wedding. I said, are you mad? I said, what are you talking about?
No.
And then she's having a go at me. Like, that can't be a wine. You can't say, I want Bono and not get it and then whine at me for it.
No, it's not I want Bono. I would love Bono at our wedding. But all I wanted was a voice note of him singing our favourite song, our wedding song, which is a U2 song.
That's still a hard thing to get. I mean, I'm sure he's a busy man.
Yeah, but you just put zero. I knew you put zero effort into it. I know you didn't ask anyone.
Well, I just feel like a bit of a knob asking, Bono, who I don't know.
My dream would be Bono to sing that song to us, which means so much to us. And I love Bono so much.
Yeah, but I don't think you can whine at me for that, you know? I want Whitney Houston to sing,
Well, she's dead, Pete.
Yeah, but I'm just...
that's literally impossible. It's literally impossible, but at least Bono's still alive and well, thank God.
I still think it's just as hard to get Bono.
I don't think so. You know,
when you can't ever go at me for not having Bono.
I got Ed Sheeran singing you. Ed Sheeran wrote you a song for your birthday. I got that for you. You could have found out who Bono... I just think, the lack of effort there.
I can't get moaned at for not having Bono. That is absolutely ridiculous.
No, but it's not even it wouldn't have cost you anything. It's it's not like I was I want a Ferrari for our wedding. It's, you wouldn't have to pay for it. It's sentimental. It's just something that would mean so much. And I know it sounds ridiculous to you, but...
Right, listeners, I need your help now. If you could just bombard Bono, I'm not sure if he's on social media or whatever, but if you could just get...
Bombard?
Is it? Just Bono Bard. Just Bono Bard Bono. And just get him in touch. I mean, I don't know if he's on Cameo. He might be on Cameo.
I doubt it, Pete. And then... It's only Dean Gaffney on there, really. Dean Gaffney and Ian Beale. That's the highest you're getting on bloody Cameo.
I actually did an ad with Barry.
Barry's on it?
Barry's on Cameo, yeah. But he was telling me he's doing really well on it. I spoke to him. I was saying Barry, you know his name.
Sean
Williams. Sean Williamson. And
do you know his name?
Yeah. He's actually a really nice fella, to be honest. And
kept calling him Barry all day, didn't
It's hard not to. Lots of people will call him Barry. It's a tough one.
Barry.
But he's on, he thinks he's doing great on it. You know, it's a real thing.
I don't know why we're on this Bono train, but he's just the coolest man alive, isn't he?
Yeah, listen, I like you too. And I like that, obviously our wedding song was sometimes...
You like you too. You're a die hard.
Oh, I love you too, yeah.
You love you too. You don't, it's not I like you too, casual.
Yeah, I like you too. Bono's a busy man though, It's hard to pin you two down, I reckon.
I love him.
But I'll sort it out.
It's when I was a little girl, I was desperate to meet John Thor. Do you remember him? John Thor, Inspector Morse. But not...
Wow.
Not because he was Inspector Morse. He did this show called Goodnight, Mr. Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Sad. It was so sad, horrific. But he was this old man and I just loved him. And I was really, as a child, really wanted him to adopt me, and I wanted to live on that farm in wherever they were in Yorkshire.
Wow. Blitz.
And then in the Blitz, yeah. And he died, and I remember nearly throwing up, how sad really? I was that he died.
Inspector Morse?
Yeah, but not Inspector Morse. I don't like Inspector Morse.
Mr. Tom.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen that. I know what it is, but I don't think
Who
I've
would
seen...
you like to meet?
Well, there's a couple, I remember when I met Brazilian Ronaldo, do you remember that?
He basically told you to pee off.
He pied me, yeah. A shame. I thought you might know who I was. I think he just didn't want to talk to me, which is a shame, really. But so him, I think it's Dave Grohl. I've always fancied meeting.
Oh yeah, he's cool.
I think he'd be. I've never even seen Foo Fighters live. I think I'd like to meet him.
Jet.
Jet from the Gladiators.
Jet was in our bedroom the other night. Literally.
Do you want to explain that quickly?
So we did Michael McIntyre's Saturday Night Takeaway.
That's I'm sure that's
what is it? What is that?
Just leave it as that.
What's that? What? That's Anton Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway.
Oh God, what's it called?
Big Michael McIntyre's big show, I think.
Yeah.
It was where they go into your room in the middle of the night, and it was a surprise for Pete. So Pete, I had to keep
the
it.
The Midnight
like,
Game Show, it's called.
The Midnight Game Show. Anton Deck's Midnight Game Show. So all like random people had to come in our room in the middle of the night and scare us. And when the producer was calling me saying, who would Pete like to see? I said, let's get Jet in. And she came. It's funny.
Bit of a mad one, yeah. Like, obviously that whole scenario was insane. I was lying in bed. Obviously Ab was in on it. And Michael McIntyre burst in the bedroom. I had Ramesh, Mike Dean, obviously Premier League referee. Holly Willoughby was in bed with me instead of Ab. Dion Dublin was doing headers. It was one of the maddest. And it was like 3 a.m. So the whole thing was a stitch up from Abby, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's good. I love Michael. Yeah, so we were talking about things in common, and that's when I said, we are one, but we're not the same. So I love that lyric from the U2 song.
Great lyric.
And that's us, because we've got so many things in common, but so many things that I hate that Pete likes.
Said that really passionately.
Golf.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get into this on this podcast, aren't we? Like, what is it like? Is it better to have lots of things in common, or is it healthy sometimes? What I think is to have separate things that you enjoy. You can't do everything together. I think it's quite healthy to have other passions.
Yeah, because you don't annoy me, but I annoy you. So that's why you're saying
that. You don't
annoy
me. That's not true. You don't annoy me much.
If it was hang out with me or play golf, you definitely, in your heart, would want to play golf more.
No, I don't. I think there's a time and a place for both, you know, like that's what I'm saying. I think it's healthy because if I play golf 2 days in a row, I'm dying to spend time with you. Do you know what's so important, I think, in a relationship now is that you enjoy the same television, or because that is, I think it's so important when you put the kids to bed that you sit down together. You know, I know lots of people that sit in different rooms, like one will go to bed and one will sit downstairs.
That blows my mind.
I think it's all right. So it's the matches on, for instance, like you might do something else and I'll watch the match.
I'll only get a shower.
Yeah. But, you know, most of the time, like that kind of Netflix in the evening is an important time. And if you can't get on the same page, then I think it's a recipe for disaster.
That's divorce territory.
Well, we laugh about it, but it's an important thing, I think, to be able to sit down and
see. We love like watching like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh my God.
Love Island.
There's a few ones like that where you've got to take one for the team. You know, you go to bed and you're like, and the worst thing is, like,
and
you put them
like
on.
That. Go on then. I'll watch it.
The worst thing
and
is,
he's like desperate to watch it. Like
one episode in, like it only. I always have a go. Oh, we don't have to watch this, do we? And then as soon as I'm in. Like Housewives of Beverly Hills in, Kardashians. You watch one of them and then you're just in, aren't you? Love Island. It's not what I would ever pick, but when you're in, you're in. I couldn't get out of the last Love Island. I was.
It's so funny. It's like, because we're watching Yellowstone at the moment. So I'm totally off the Vikings now. I'm a cowboy girl.
Cowgirl.
Do you know, actually, I saw her Googling. She was looking at ranches to buy. I caught her. She don't even lie about this. I caught her looking at ranches in like Montana.
No, because it's literally, it's like my dream life. Like
Abbey Montana.
No, you've got this ranch. You've got the log fire every night.
It's a nice fire.
They're on horses. Like I don't even like leave in my house really. So to have all of that on the house, and these cowboys are like the biggest romantics. They're like waking up.
Yeah, in Hollywood blockbuster, Yellowstone, they're romantic.
So he get Rip, for example.
Yeah, but
Rip gets up at like 5 a.m. You know, he leaves Beth after with a sweet, tender kiss
oh my
and
God.
A cup of tea. Then he just gets his rope out, swings it, catches a wild horse, runs into the village, saves a diner that's being, like, you know, held hostage, and he beats everyone up. Then he comes home, herds a load of cows, and is back with a bottle of wine at night, and she's just, but that, like, oh, I love you, Rip.
Do you know what you've described there is literally me. Like, so, you've literally described...
Pete, you look like a bloody...
You've literally... Because let me hear me out, because when I... I'd wake up in the morning, right? I'll give you a kiss. It's only because I haven't grown up in Montana. I've grown up in England. So my thing is football, right? Instead of horse riding. So I'll give you a kiss. I'll grab my boots instead of a lasso. I'll go to training. I'll score an overhead kick. And then I'll come home. And then I'll get a bottle of wine. I'll give you a kiss and tenderly look after our children and protect our home. Exact same.
It's not. It's not. But I actually feel like I'm in, this is my life now. So we're going to bed at, we get the kids to bed at 7:30. We're in bed back to our other life. And
I am on board with it as well. It's a great show. It's
and we're like that, oh, what's he like, Carter? God, so funny, isn't he? That's such a Rip thing to do. You know, that's how we like to each other.
It's amazing. Like, it's like when you get really into it. Like when we were watching Sopranos, we'd say he's going to get whacked now. You know, we'd say the terms.
We have the lingo.
He's getting whacked.
Oh my God, Pete, you think he's going to get whacked?
How in Sopranos? We're
top boy. Yes, fam.
Yeah.
Where's the peas?
Got the food, the peas.
But I was like that with Grey's Anatomy as well. I thought they were my friends.
Yeah. But that was when you were pregnant and you were just watching it all day, weren't you?
Yeah, it was like I missed them. Like in the day when I wasn't watching them, I was like, I just need to call Meredith up, just have a chat to her.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? That's how I felt. Yeah. You just get so immersed into these box sets. And we're so lucky that we love the same ones. Like I've actually got the fear of Yellowstone ending. Like, what the hell am I going to do in my life?
It's a good one. I don't know if you know, like, sometimes you got to recommend these box sets. Like, Yellowstone, can't recommend highly enough. It's five series of it as well. So
I wish, like, all over my dad was Kevin Costner. Like, why the hell did that not happen to me?
I think your dad probably wishes he was as well. No, I wish I was Rip.
Not even Kevin Costner. Oh, I wish you were Rip.
Yeah, but Rip's life has been pretty bad, really. But you're like Beth, to be honest. A little bit.
Beth drinks from sunrise to
tick
sunset. She's a psycho.
Tick one, tick two.
She's hot.
Three. Absolutely nailed it. You are Beth.
She's ruthless.
Yeah, she's a bit too ruthless, but I'll give you that.
I'm like, Rip's cool as fuck.
Yeah, he's cool. What's that noise?
Like, coolness.
Freaking hell.
I do think it's healthy having your own interests in a relationship, definitely.
You got to keep those as well, I think. You can't lose your passions and interests because someone else might not be into them.
Well, I think if you have to sacrifice too much to be in a relationship, it's not right. Your friend has to drink in the garage.
Yeah.
So we FaceTimed Pete's friend the other night and I was like, what are you doing? He's literally in the garage having a beer on his own.
He was having
and we
a
were like, "What? Why are you in there?" And he's like, "Oh, my wife doesn't like me. My wife wants to go to bed, and so I have to sit in the garage to have a drink."
He got a massive coat on.
Don't you think that's insane?
Yeah,
yeah, it's a bit mad. Remember we were doing those lockdown quizzes, and he was just sat in his garage.
I know. I used to love them lockdown quizzes.
Do you think you can get by in a relationship just based solely on looks?
No. Looks does play a part for that initial attraction. But there's no longevity in it. If you don't get on, if you haven't got similar interests, if you don't feel anything else for that person, I'd say no.
I do think I am incredibly lucky in that manner, I have to say, that you are the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
I don't know why you keep saying this. It actually really annoys me.
Why? How does that annoy you?
Because it's obviously not true.
Well, how is it not true, though?
Because it isn't.
This is madness, isn't it? Like, how am I telling her how beautiful she is and she's telling me that I'm lying to her? Everyone knows how beautiful you are.
Thank you.
Stunning, right?
Thanks.
But what I'm trying to say is you're not a knob as well with it. You're beautiful and you're funny, intelligent, and you're good. You know, you're kind, you're a good person to be around.
Mm.
So well done for that.
Thank you.
You should write the messages in Valentine's Day cards, please.
Yeah, I know.
Oma.
No, I mean that. I mean, like you know, because in the main, someone who looks as beautiful as you, you know.
In the main.
It's not often you get the full package, what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
And you do have that.
Thanks, babe. I think that that's definitely the most important for me because we have got our own interests, but fundamentally, we like so much of the same thing. We love the same music. We like the same movies. Food a thing? I couldn't go out with a fussy eater. It's like my dad, for example. My whole life growing up with my dad would be having like pie and mash, gravy, roast dinner, gravy, sausage and mash, gravy. Come round to us. Obviously, my mum and dad split up years ago and he's been married to Sue, who I love for about 20 years or whatever. My dad doesn't have gravy now.
No way.
Because Sue doesn't have gravy. My dad was like dishing up the roast. I was like, that's the gravy. Oh, no gravy for me, love. What? Gravy your whole life, Dad? It's like, because Sue doesn't have gravy. He doesn't have gravy. And there was another thing he doesn't like because Sue doesn't like it. So you do kind of morph. Like we were talking about this the other day. You morph into who you're with.
Yeah.
Like people say something like, I can't believe you just said that. I was literally just thinking the same thing.
Can go too far though. I remember Ab saying to me, I think we were watching, might have been Love Island or something like that. And she said, you know, what do you think of him? And I said, I don't like that greasy look on my men.
Yeah.
And she went, what? I went, what the hell am I talking about? I've spent too much time. I think sometimes you think I'm like one of the girls or something because we get on. You know, maybe I'm the same. I think you're one of the lads sometimes. I'll probably push it too far. Mm. But like that for instance, I found myself saying, I don't like that greasy look on my men. Like, what am I saying?
No, but surely that's a positive because even though the attraction is there for both of us, we want to hang out together and do everything together. Like, there's only a few of my friends who like love going out with their husbands. They like do a lot of things with the girls and the guy does a lot of thing with his mates. But we do everything together. Like, I don't feel like a night out's worth going if you're not there.
No, well, that's a nice thing to say. And I feel the same. Like, we have a good laugh together.
I'm
like, we can
to go out, aren't I, without you?
Because I'm like, rip. And if anything kicks off.
Can you just chew a match?
If anything kicks off, I just end it. Do you know what I mean? It's just how I roll.
It's not that. It's just like, I actually, obviously, my Yellowstone obsession, I just went and bought a pony for our kids.
Looking forward to that.
Turning my boys into cowboys. Pete's like, don't you think that's a bit girly for the boys? And I'm like, no, they're going to be cowboys, not show jumpers.
The thing is, it just doesn't really work in this country. You don't see many cowboys. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think he'll end up show jumping, which is nothing wrong with show jumping, but it's not a cowboy vibe.
I don't think horses are for girls.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's a really, you know.
Look at them like Argentinian polo players and.
Oh my God, the racing. I mean, like, horse racing is unbelievable. Like, the pace they ping at. Like, you've got to be a lunatic to do that.
And I'm not really fussed about racing horses. That doesn't really
That is incredible. You watch a horse in full flow, you know.
A horse in full flow chasing a cow is better.
I don't know.
That scene last night on Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Like, how on earth did they film that? Like, we talked about that one scene for like half an hour. We just had a coffee break, Ross, and I've just took Pete in the kitchen and I've just bought this new plant. It's like two metres wide, a metre and a half high. It's on the kitchen island and he didn't even notice it. I'm like, Pete, do you like the new plant? And he's like, what plant? I'm like,
oh. It's 2 metres. It's massive. Like when I looked at it, obviously I realised I should have seen it. But there's always something there was something on that kitchen top, always, and different set of flowers.
I love flowers.
I do, but that's the reason I didn't notice it. Because
see, that's another thing, like flowers. You love flowers now.
I like having flowers in my house. I wouldn't purchase them if I wasn't with you. Which is, I don't know, it's just something that doesn't cross your mind.
Mm.
But, you know, it crosses your mind. And then when you put them in the house, I like them. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing.
Pete always gets the flowers wrong. This is the only year for my birthday
I nailed Christmas and birthday this year. Don't even tell I didn't.
Which is making me suspicious. What have you done?
Nailed it. First year out of 16.
Yeah, because I normally get a Burberry Mac every year. The exact same one.
What did you get
me? Even the white roses, get it wrong. They're like lemon. Is that, them white roses that have like a lemon cast on it. Is it just not acceptable? So it's not a white rose.
Is that a lemon rose, does it?
No.
It's not the same.
If it's a lemon rose, then yeah. But not a white rose that looks lemon.
If I'd have got white, you'd have wanted lemon. And if I got lemon, you would have wanted white.
No one wants lemon. No one likes a lemon flower.
You're a lemon.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
No, you did really well for Christmas and birthday. I literally had so many perfect flowers.
I did well, didn't I?
Yeah.
Thought I did good this year.
So nice. Although you forgot to give me my birthday cake.
I thought you said birthday. What you meant to say, birthday kiss there? The plant one.
Yeah, you forgot to give me the birthday cake. It's in the fridge in the utility.
Oh, because I got two, didn't I? And do you remember because I got you a Victoria sponge that we brought up in the morning? Then I was going to save another one for later for dinner, but I think we went out.
Yeah.
Sophia bought you that cake, that one.
Okay, so we're saying we've got a lot in common and we know each other. We're basically one, but we're not the same.
You too.
So I've got a little game here. It's basically, I've been looking at on the internet and I found this kind of Mr. and Mrs. E vibe game. Would you like to give it a whirl?
If I say no, you're going to do it anyway?
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, then.
Okay. Who is the funniest?
We all know that's me. You comfortable with that?
No. I'm actually not. It really irritates me that Pete on Twitter is like so funny and like 9 times out of 10 it's me who's come up with that
utter bollocks you're talking.
No, it's not.
Absolute nonsense.
He's funny in different ways though. Is Pete more of like one liner? Abby is a bit more.
She is funny though. I'll give you that. Like
Pete's more like class clown and I'm more like intellectual wit. I'm more Johnny Vaughan and Pete's more Peter Kay.
Oh my God. You're actually funny, but like a lot of the time when you're angry, like it's like Harry Redknapp. When he was angry, he was sometimes his funniest. When you're angry, you are funny.
What do you mean?
You can be quite ruthless, but it's in a very funny manner.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, look at this tit here, and then like say that, and then destroy them.
I think that's a Scouse thing, though.
Oh, funny.
Scousers are quite good with the words and sarcasm and killing people sentence.
Yeah, I do find that very funny. But anyway, I'm the funniest. Move on.
Who's the laziest?
I don't think that's a thing in this household.
No.
Really?
Laziness is up there for me with punctuality, like as a pet hate.
Oh my God.
I can't bear laziness or lazy people. It's just unacceptable in every way. So there's no laziness in here? Like,
no, I don't think we both get up early. We both, you know, have a good work ethic. We both, you know, get up and go kind of people, I'd say. So I don't think there's much laziness here.
Who has the most common sense?
Me. That's an easy one.
I don't know. You can say that. You are the dopiest dope on earth. Pete, how can you
You're
say
changing
that?
dopey for relaxed, more chilled.
Common sense doesn't mean relaxed.
Yeah, so how does dopey...
It's not dopey
or could we have common sense, is it?
Yeah.
You did say you can't buy bread in a bakery, Pete.
Your common sense is, if you don't have any common sense, you're dope. I think. Do you?
Yeah.
I think I do have common sense, but I just think sometimes I'm a little bit...
It's selective hearing, I think.
I think that's what it is, yeah. It's not as if I haven't got any common sense. Like, I know what's going on in the world. I just choose not to listen to things and then that bites me sometimes.
Do you think I've got common sense?
Yeah. Definitely. Come on, quick fire.
Who's the better dancer?
Well, that's simple. We all know that. I've made a living out of it.
Well, I won Strictly.
That's true, actually. That's a good comeback. But is your a style of dance internationally recognised?
Yeah, ballroom, of course.
Yeah, but did you develop it? You know what I'm saying?
You didn't develop the robot.
I literally...
You didn't invent it.
Literally invented it. Ballroom's been going around for years. You know, I brought the robot mainstream.
You didn't?
I did. They were doing it in New York, but I took it global.
Who's your celebrity crush? I don't want to answer this one because I don't want to have a fight with you later.
Why? Have you got one in mind?
No, I haven't got one, but I don't want to know who yours is.
Oh, you don't want to know what mine is?
You just thought of it. I saw that.
I did that. I did that, so it pissed you off.
No, I saw that, I went,
yeah.
At least mine are a bit like you, like Leonardo or...
Yeah, ringer. Absolutely.
No, but, you know,
ringer.
Blondie, kind of light eyes.
Yeah, the exact same.
Rodney.
No, I like you. I like you. There's plenty of attractive ladies in this world.
Keep them to yourself.
I will do.
What's the one thing you couldn't live without and you can't say, like me or the kids?
I wasn't going to say you. I think playing golf now, like that's what I love to do. And if I had to give that up, I would be a bit cutting.
Well, you do have to give it up. Because I've had enough. You can't say that because I can literally just stop you playing golf whenever I like. So that's not a thing.
As if you can stop me. How could you?
I'm just like, you're not going?
Well, I'll just say, yes, I am.
You wouldn't?
I'm a man. What should we get into now, Ab?
Should we get into Agony Ab?
Yeah, this is where listeners get in touch with us with their problems and hopefully Agony Ab can help them out. Or therapy.
Therapy. Oh, very funny. Okay, hi Ab. So this is less looking for advice, but more just getting something off my chest. And I wanted to hear your thoughts. I would love to hear other people's thoughts on my relationship revenge. I was cheated on by an ex, so I let myself into his apartment. Took the door handles off one side on all the bathroom doors. Batteries out of all his remotes. Took all his toilet rolls, his phone chargers, and left all the lights on, aircon full blast, and while he was out on a 3-day bender. And oh, to top it off, I switched his shampoo to olive oil and vinegar with blue food dye. Petty, I know, but he really broke my heart, so I got the last laugh. Thoughts, Caroline, 39.
She's 39. I was just going to be about 19.
Nothing hurts like heartbreak, though.
Oh no, but come on.
Nothing hurts like heartbreak.
Olive oil and vinegar and
blue dye.
The batteries out of the remotes. Like, I don't. It's not for me, that.
No.
It's not for me.
There's been plenty of times and I've wanted to just like snap your golf clubs in half. But
You would do that. You would be Caroline.
No, I wouldn't because I know.
You'd burn all my clothes. You'd do all that.
No, I wouldn't. That's not my style. But it has crossed my mind. I think with these revenge tactics, you don't come out well because
no
I
one
think
wins.
People, I'm just going to say this, it might not be politically correct, but men, a man's favourite word for a woman is psycho. Call her a psychopath. So if you do something like this, in this vein, now she's in trouble and he's not. He's the one who's cheated on her. He's the one who's broken her heart. But now she's going to be classed as a psychopath. Stay away from her. She's nuts. She's crazy. She's this. She's that.
But she's not helped.
She's not helped it. But when in fact, he should look at this and go, God, I've hurt her that much. She feels like she has to do this. So I wouldn't go down this revenge style.
Mm-hmm.
But some people do.
Yeah, no, they do. Well, it's quite common, isn't it? Cutting up clothes or whatever. And
Do you know anyone who's ever had the clothes cut up?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, yeah.
Who?
A few people. I don't want to name them.
So what happened?
I just had the clothes cut up and thrown out the window.
I know someone who weed in a moisturiser. Someone's moisturiser. Put back the lid back on.
I used to clean the toilet with your toothbrush when you used to do my hair.
Did you?
Mm. No, I'm joking. Look at his face. He's just gone. Do you know why you've got puffy gums? Because of that. Poo bacteria. Do you know what the best revenge is? Silence.
Yeah, yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
Which I'm incapable of doing. Incapable.
There's no way you could do that.
I wish I could be one of those people who, if you know, they had the argument or fell out and just complete radio silence, because nothing is louder than radio silence.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
But
you,
I can't.
If we argue, you text me 48 times.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, without reply, you'll come back round yourself. Like, you'll go raging, and then it will go like, and then at the end, it will be like, I love you so much, and I haven't replied to like any of them.
Yeah, because you're like, you're such a baby when it comes to arguing. Like, Pete loves a storm out. And he's very stubborn, and I just can't stand it.
No, but it doesn't happen like all the time. It's like you push me to breaking point where I'll go...
Slam the fridge.
I've had enough now, like, and then I lose the plot.
There's not more annoying when you phone and somebody don't answer, or they red button you, or you text them, and then you're like, I'm sorry, and then your sorry turns into, fuck you then. You fucking ignore me.
Oh,
and then
God.
It's like, oh, don't really, I didn't mean that. And then it's like, why are you still not answering your phone? Literally,
yeah.
You argue with yourself.
You and Caroline should meet up. Sound like you'd really get on.
The thing is, it's all good and well saying, like, do the whole silent thing. But if he's cheated on her and is not sorry and doesn't even text her, that silence thing kind of doesn't work.
No, yeah, because he's not.
Because he doesn't care. Which is not.
I hope that's not the case, you know. But anyway, listen, you know, he can't change the channel this evening. So that's him told. Well, I've got one here, Ab. I've recently been seeing this girl. I've just met her mum, who is really lovely, and we get along well. But she seems to have a twitch in her eye when she talks to me. I've noticed she doesn't have the twitch when she talks to her daughter. Do you think she's trying to twitch me in the direction of leaving her daughter alone? Or what? Do you think she's just nervous? I don't know if I'm supposed to be taking the hint or if it's an honest mistake. Do I bring this up with the daughter, or will she think I'm slagging her mum and identifying weakness in the woman who raised her? Or do I stay quiet and accept the subliminal harassment? Thanks, Killian, 26. I knew someone who had a twitch, and it was... it was when they're nervous. If it becomes worse when you're nervous. So she might be nervous around people.
Or she might fancy him.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't give that advice, maybe. Could end in tears. But I think she might just be a little bit more nervous around you than she is at her own daughter.
My mum used to do it to me, like, you know, when you're in trouble in school and they give you that look. It's like, they go like that. And, you know, you're getting battered when you get home. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So she could be just going to him like, I hate you.
Yeah.
Oh, she could be. Or it could be more of like a sexy twitch, like, hey, honey, kind of.
Friggin' hell.
But would you be offended if I said to you, Pete, has your mum got a twitch?
No, I think you see, I'd just say yeah. But I think, yeah, that's exactly what you should do. You should broach it.
But what if she hasn't got a twitch and she actually is summoning him saying, come here, big boy? Do you know what I mean? And then the daughter would be like, what? my mum hasn't got a twitch. And then she's like, goes to her mom, like, what are you doing? Winking at my boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's dangerous territory, this.
It's dangerous territory. Whichever way he goes here, I think Killian's in trouble. Send us a picture of the mum, Killian, and we'll make our minds up.
Yeah. We need a video of this.
Just see if you could secretly video the twitch.
Oh, God.
And send it in. It's thetherapycrouch.com.
Hi, Pete. Next one. Hi, Pete. Any tips on keeping the spice alive? I will not be dressing up as a Viking from Anon. Anon?
Anon, yeah. It's a Spanish name.
Anon? Aaron?
No, it's Anon. It's Spanish.
I've never... What?
Anon, miss.
Anon, miss.
No common sense. What was who won that one?
Can you read that then?
Hey, no. Pete, any tips for keeping the spice alive? I will a spice alive. I will not be dressing up as a Viking. Anon. Do you not know that's like anonymous?
I was just in read mode.
Yeah. But the common sense is you should have, yeah.
Anon.
Spice alive. He's directed that at me. Must think I'm a bit spicy. I don't know. I think keeping the spice alive, I think from my personal experience, I think ladies like to be wined and dined, right? They like surprises. They like gifts for no reason.
What the fuck?
What? That's just right, isn't it?
I'm not a hooker.
Keeping the spice... No, but what I'm saying is like
spontaneity. You've literally just described the storyline from Pretty Woman there.
No, I'm telling Anon to be spontaneous.
That wasn't telling them to be spontaneous. She said they like to be wined and dined. They want gifts for no reason.
For no reason is in like, you know, just here's some flowers for because you're beautiful.
Yeah, but you don't do that.
No, but he should.
When was the last time you bought me a spontaneous bunch of flowers? Like, or a present? Like, that's what you're saying, how you keep the spice alive? Like, you've never, ever done that?
That's not true. Like, I'll just, like, I've booked a trip for us to go away next week.
For your birthday?
Yeah.
But that's not spontaneity.
Well, you should have been spontaneous. Like, why can't we say the word?
Spontaneous.
You should have been spontaneous. It's my birthday. I'm booking our trip away.
Well, how do you know I haven't booked anything?
Because I know.
Do you, though?
No.
There you go.
Have you? Lee liar. Be spontaneous. Why can't I say that word? Have spontaneity.
It's spontaneity.
Mate, you got no hope. If you're together for more than 10 years, you're completely fucked. Give up, mate. The spice is gone. Right, moving on from Anon. This one is, hi guys, I have started dating this guy over the past couple of months and almost everything has been perfect about him. Oh. He's basically a male model. He's dead funny and has his life completely together, unlike every other guy I've dated in my life. We've been on loads of gorgeous dates, including a very romantic weekend away in Rome. What more could a girl ask for? But,
oh no.
Here comes the but. We are just not sexually compatible. His sexual rhythm is a completely different tune to mine. I'm talking Susan Boyle versus Swedish House Mafia, and he's Subo. I've tried to put this to the back of my mind and tell myself it will get better with time, but this is just not happening, and it's putting a real dampener on our honeymoon period. I feel like any way I approach this could potentially really hurt his feelings and make our sex life even worse than it already is. How do I address this?
Oh, God. I can help you out here. Joking.
How did you cope, babe?
Why did you do that?
I shouldn't. I was just looking at my watch. How did you cope?
I've never been in this situation.
thank God.
Thank God. It's a hard one, isn't it? I don't know. I don't know what to say. What do you think?
It's a really difficult one because she is going to hurt his feelings. If you say to someone you're crap in bed, it's not gonna be nice.
I hope she's not asking me this because she thinks I'm a freak in the sheets. Because I'm definitely not and didn't say that. Thank you.
You're referring to an article that came out off this podcast where it was stated that you said you were a lady in the street but a freak in the bed.
Yeah, I didn't. But I wasn't talking about myself.
They took that. Well, it's obviously a ludicrous quote that you were joking around with, but they took it out of context.
It's a ludicrous quote.
I know.
Literally.
Literally, yeah.
No, but
having
just,
that on the front page of a newspaper,
it's.
How did you feel? It made me laugh so much.
It's just so annoying. It's just like, just back to my point that you just can't have a laugh. And
you were worried, weren't you? You were worried doing this podcast that things that you would say in a joking manner would be taken out of context.
Yeah, but.
And used.
It's making me out to be some kind of like weird pervert. Like, I want you to dress up as a Viking and now I'm a freak in the sheets or whatever. Like, no, just no. Not at all.
Did say these things though.
I said that quote because I said that quote in context, but out of context, it wasn't about me.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying I was. You know full well I'm not.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, I can confirm. She's not a lady in the street.
Anyway. Oh God. But it's like someone who's a bad kisser. Like I remember like back in school years, you know, if you like snog someone.
You're not gonna you can't tell them.
Bad kisser. Can you teach sex? Can you go to sex lessons? Sexercise?
I don't know. Do you think it's gonna end in tears that? Oh, I don't know.
Sex lessons?
No. This relationship. Maybe she should go to sex.
It depends if she's saying he's perfect. He looks like a male model. He's got a great job. They've got the banter. They love spending time to each other. She could like kind of teach him.
Yeah.
She could go a bit American Pie on him.
It's a big thing, isn't it? You need that attraction and that chemistry. I think you do. I know he's got everything, but
shit in the sack.
It's not ideal, is it?
I don't know. I can't picture it.
What?
Thinking of like the girl being bad or the boy?
No, what she's saying it. He's terrible.
So would he be like an in-betweener or just like?
Yeah, I mean, she says a different sexual rhythm. She describes him as Susan Boyle, and she was Swedish House Mafia. So I think she's a bit crazy and he's boring as sin, maybe.
So he's slow and she's fast.
Potentially, yeah. If you compare it to music there, which she's done, it's more.
I'd rather be more Subo than Swedish House Mafia.
Would you? I mean, the description is a bit mad, isn't it?
Like, what does Subo sing? Like opera?
Yeah, it's more sort of slow and. I think what they're saying is he's more slow and sensual and she's a bit more banging house.
Yeah, but there's a time and a place, isn't there? They just need to align.
Combine. They need to combine.
They need to align.
There's a time for Susan Boyle, there's a time for Swedish House Mafia.
If they could like meet in the way, it's a bit Simply Red. Do you know what I mean? Still got some banging tunes, but.
Yeah. A bit more upbeat than Susan Boyle, but a little bit less banging than Swedish House Mafia.
I think she should just speak to him and tell him.
Oh, I don't. That'll destroy him. And I don't think he can come back from that.
If I said to you, you're gorgeous.
You've got everything going for you, but you can't, it would hurt a lot. It would really hurt. I don't think any man should be told he's crap in bed. Or it's just going to destroy him. I'd rather they lied to my face till I die.
imagine if he was thinking the same about her going, I'm trying to have a nice...
Well, he might be going, she's going nuts. She's going absolutely
lunatic. He could be thinking, I'm trying to have a nice, passionate, slow coos.
Yeah.
And she's banging everywhere. Do you know what I mean? He could say, God, she's terrible. She's so out of rhythm.
He's probably saying to his mates, oh, she's never seen like it. She's a loon. She is. It's always, boom, 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 boom. You know, there's no... He's probably a slow romantic.
What if she did actually put a song on?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because...
If she put Swedish House Mafia on.
Yeah. And then he'd catch up.
That's not a bad idea. Oh, let me just play one.
There was a time. This is a nice mid-pace.
There was a time. You work with it, it's funny.
If you started having sex to the beat of this, I would throw up all over your face.
What would you actually do if I came in and went, all right, babe?
I just strolled into the bedroom. There was
a time. Vomit, Olivia.
I'd vomit over you.
Just no. 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 Just stop.
This is where you gotta get away till it at least kicks in.
So what are they snogging at this point?
Yeah, I think they're just coming in.
Foreplay.
This is it. A bit of kissing now. And then right, what do you reckon now? Close off.
But are you doing like the half time or are you doing the fast one?
This is a tough one, I don't know.
You could go like that speed or you could go like
Don't you worry, child. Daddy's got it here for you.
What the hell? Daddy? God, I'm actually divorcing you right now. You're sick.
Daddy's got it here for you.
Daddy is just the worst name. Anything.
Oh my God. That wasn't me, by the way. I didn't say Swedish House Mafia.
It just make me feel uncomfortable, like talking about this stuff in front of my husband, my brother, and my male cousin. It's just, I can't even say what the things I'm gonna say.
We were talking about, this is someone else's problem. We're addressing their problem. Should we try another song? Yeah, let's do Subo.
Yeah.
Let's see his vibe. Right, yeah, let's, should we do his vibe? So different, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's doing that and she was doing that. Like,
is he even moving?
Is he moving?
So now you can...
I think he's just touching.
Is he just like...
He's like...
Squirming. He's just squirming on her, like...
I think he's touching and...
Stroking.
A lot of stroking.
Caressing.
Yeah, but if he was... But you wouldn't mind getting stroked by someone and squirmed on by someone that you want, like, though. Do you know what I mean?
I think in the time and place for Subo or Swedish House Mafia, isn't it?
I dreamed a dream in time gone by. It's so funny when, like, mums go to kids... Song comes on the radio and like, you were conceived to this song. Don't you think that's so funny?
No one's getting conceived to this one, I'll tell you that right now. Mad. Oh well. In summary, I think you can meet in the middle. Simply Red was Abby's take on that.
Meet in the middle.
Ugh. Also, I think this is definitely a thing because people like to do this to music. So I think as a couple, if you'd want to send in some suggestions of your songs, and what you, your favourite.
What's your bonk beat?
Anyway, so send in your bonk beats and we'll get across them.
Smooth groove.
So I think you've come up with something really good there, babe. Get your bonk beats in and we'll be across them and we'll see if they work. We'll just get a little playlist together. Perhaps
what do you mean?
Spotify.
We'll see if they work.
Well, no.
No, I'm not going to be some guinea pig for
bonkers. See how mortified she was. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump of grass.
That was funny. When we were on holiday, do you remember we went to bed early?
Yeah.
And your phone was connected to the bar downstairs.
And that
song went on. And you were there and you thought me and Pete were...
Yeah, that song came on.
And there was in the room and we were literally both fast asleep.
I think that'd be a great shout if we'd get the people's beats in to what they see fit, and we'll play. We might even put a little playlist together on Spotify or something like that, see what we can do with that.
My reputation is going down the pan.
No, you've gone, mate. You've lost it. Well, I thought that was a good agony app. I really enjoyed that, the music one. Well, it stick with me, that.
It's put a vision in my mind that I don't want to have. But apart from that, I hope we helped. I hope.
I don't think we helped much today.
I should.
Do you?
No, I don't. No, I don't think we were on top form.
Not great form there with the helping, but it was entertaining, I hope.
Mm.
I've enjoyed this podcast. Like, we're talking about relationships and people maybe having to adapt to certain people and then becoming that person.
Mm.
I found myself sometimes talking a little bit Scouse. My mates have said to me, in that podcast, you sound a bit Scouse. And that's probably obviously from hanging around with you.
But my Scouse friends think I'm dead posh.
Really?
Which is so funny. Like, I get a lot of people saying, oh, she's pretty. And then, my God, she opens her mouth.
I don't get that at all. Like, I really don't. I like the Scouse accent.
But I also love the
Yours
Scouse
isn't
accent.
Really that, like, that broad, is it?
The Scouse accent's one of my favourites.
I like it as well, personally. You know, obviously.
It's friendly.
I've married one, so I can't hate it. But I love the way you talk. I really do like
it. My dad's saying to you, God, I'd never marry a Scouse. I need Scouse and Amma's daughter who Pete's married. The hard work, them Scouse girls. Give them a wide berth. No, it's true. Couples, especially if you're together for a long time, you do morph into each other. And I think it's a good thing if you have common interests and like the same things.
I found myself though, when you're sitting there, you do ask me girly questions. And I found myself finding it's easier to just answer them. Like, what do you think of her hair? Like, it's a lovely colour. And we discuss things like that. I would never discuss if I wasn't with you.
Because you're my bestie.
I know.
As well.
But like little things like that, like you say about what do you think of him? He's handsome. I'm like, oh, what am
fit.
I What am I
he's
talking
like, yeah,
about?
He's fit.
I would.
I would. No, but like before me, you wouldn't go to like antique fairs or furniture shopping and do the things that I like.
And great, I do. Great times, those.
What do I do with you?
You don't take part in any of my interests.
Yeah, because they don't involve like women.
Because they don't involve you.
Yeah,
you don't want to be a part of them.
No, when you play golf, I'll meet you after for a little après golf.
Après golf. No, I don't know. It's...
What's that lemonade thing you drink?
Like a gunner.
A gunner. I'll have a little cheeky gunner with you, babe.
Us golfers, no.
Us golfers.
Yeah, but I think there's definitely something. I think you still need to be your own person is what I'm trying to say. You know, don't lose sight of all your passions and goals just because you're in a relationship.
Yeah, a good relationship should support your dreams and ambitions and your interests and, you know, build you up.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you for tuning in. We will be back next week, back stronger.
Don't nick that tagline. That's for a successful podcast.
Excuse me, we're number one in comedy, thank
Steve
you very much.
Very well.
And number four in top shows. Bosh. I hope you enjoyed it and we look forward to hearing you, and you can get in touch with us on all our channels, YouTube. Can you get in touch on YouTube?
Well, that is a middle-aged woman that talking shite about kids.
No, I don't want to. Don't be saying I'm middle-aged.
Get us on the YouTube.
The YouTube.
No, don't be saying I'm middle-aged. You just say kids go on YouTube instead.
Huh?
I don't want to be old.
Just all our channels on the YouTube.
It's like when I go on the computer in the office and I'm like that on the screen. You can't make
it. Trying to make it bigger.
Swipe.
Absolutely useless.
Oh, so I like it. I'm old
school. Yeah, so subscribe to all our channels on the YouTube.
Hit us up on YouTube. Follow us. .com/forward. Goodbye. follow us on all our channels, including YouTube. What is it? Please get in touch with us. If you've got anything you want to tell us, if you've got anything you need help with or just any funny stories, get in touch with us on thetherapycrouch.com or hit us up on any of our channels, Insta, TikTok, YouTube. Fucking the web, wherever. See you later.
www.pobox/. We're all across it. We'll just post.
Post us.
Post us a letter.
I'd like that. Bring and post back. You round it up to the end because I'm shit at it.
Okay. Thanks.
So guys, if you enjoyed that, we've got so much more content on our YouTube channel. Click here to subscribe and click here for more videos.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.